Married at First Sight. Chapter 3169. After Duncan was silent, he said, "Yes, although everyone dreams, you have never told me about the content of such dreams in the past. You had such a dream last night because you thought about our relationship before going to bed. Are you worried? Someone said something in front of you that made you think wildly, and then you had that dream." Liberty smiled. "How is it possible? Who would say anything in front of me? I'm not in Wiltspoon. Even if you really have admirers, if they want to come to you, they will have to wait until I return to Wiltspoon before they come to you. I just had that dream, inexplicably, and I told you about it. I want to know the answer from you. Did you seduce other women's hearts without knowing it?" Zachary did not tell Duncan, and Serenity suspected that Ainsley had thoughts about Duncan. Liberty wouldn't even say so. There was no proof. How could Serenity tell her story and cause trouble for Liberty? However, she trusted Liberty's intuition that Ainsley might truly harbor feelings for Duncan, even though Duncan was unaware of this. Ainsley's husband had passed away a long time ago, and she also had a son. The son is probably 8 or 9 years old now. Since the husband was an only son, after the death of the husband, the parents-in-law were in poor health, and the son was young. To avoid family division, they divided the company. Ainsley had no choice but to take over all the businesses left by her husband. It took her several years to stabilize the situation, and she is now considered a strong woman. A woman has a son, takes care of her parents-in-law, and runs a business. She understandably feels stressed and tired. It is normal for her to want to find a man to be her companion and rely on. Mrs. Girard's husband's family, on the other hand, was considered wealthy and had a lot of money. She was looking for a new lover and worried that he would come after her money. She must choose someone with good character and strong ability, preferably someone with a similar family background, so that they will not come for her money. There were not many outstanding young talents in Wiltspoon who met Ainsley's requirements, but Duncan was one of the few candidates. He was unmarried but older than Ainsley. He had good character, strong ability, and a strong family background, and his personal assets were over $10 billion. If he were with Ainsley, he wouldn't come here for Ainsley's money. However, Duncan was still in a wheelchair and deeply in love with Liberty. Everyone at Wiltspoon knew this. Ainsley had not expressed her position yet and did not dare to reveal too much about her thoughts about Duncan. Duncan quickly denied, "I don't. I rarely associate with unmarried women. The women who discuss business with me are all married." Ainsley, a close friend of Zachary, was the one who recently discussed project cooperation with him. However, Ainsley was married, and her son was in elementary school. Although her husband passed away, Ainsley stayed in the husband's family, took over the burden left by the husband, and supported the appearance of the husband's family. Duncan really appreciates Ainsley's fierceness. If a woman whose husband is dead wants to gain a foothold in the cannibalistic business world, she has to be ruthless. Duncan said, "Liberty, I only have you in my eyes and in my heart. We have gone through so many things along the way. The sun and the moon judge my feelings for you. I will only have you as the only woman in my life." Liberty smiled and said, "Duncan, I believe you, and I don't worry about having a love rival. Having a love rival means that I have good taste. The man I chose is truly exceptional. Excellent people, whether they are men or women, will have many admirers. I believe you are a love that cannot be taken away from me. Liberty really never worried about having a love rival. Even if Ainsley really confesses her love to Duncan in the future and publicly competes with her, she is not afraid. Ainsley was much better than Liberty, but she had Duncan's sincerity, and she was climbing up step by step. Liberty said, "Don't take that dream to heart. It's just a dream. Aside from that, if I have a dream, I should be the one to worry about." Chapter 3170. After Duncan was silent for a while, he suddenly said, "Liberty, we should have completed the marriage formalities years ago. I will continue to do rehabilitation, and I will definitely recover as usual and not be a burden to you. I can't promise when I will get better. Now I have switched to an automatic wheelchair. I can operate it and travel by myself. I thought about it and decided that we should go through the marriage formalities first and then hold the wedding after I fully recover." Duncan thought about what Zachary said. Maybe Liberty still had a shadow over her previous marriage, and if he thought about it too much, he would worry about her being snatched away. He will then obtain a marriage license with her. He is her man, who can take him away. He was a heartless man, otherwise, he would not have married a wife at the age of 36. He finally fell in love with her for the rest of his life. His heart was very narrow, and he could only accommodate Liberty. There was a time when Liberty wanted to get a marriage certificate with Duncan, but she just wanted to get a marriage certificate and become a legal couple and didn't want to hold another wedding. She believed that because she was marrying into a wealthy family for the second time, she should maintain a low profile to avoid causing too much jealousy. Everyone in her natal family, including her sister and her aunt's family, refused to agree. Duncan and the Lewis family also disagreed. Serenity said, "Sister, what happened to the second marriage? The second marriage is also an honorable marriage, and you don't steal someone or act like a mistress. Who said that a second marriage couldn't have a high-profile wedding?" Serenity hoped that when Liberty married Duncan, she would have a grand wedding so that everyone could witness Liberty's happiness. The Lewis family felt that Duncan was in his first marriage, and he was the fourth young master of the Lewis family. How could there not be a wedding? Liberty's request should not cause any offense to the fourth young master of the Lewis family. Not only does he have to hold a wedding, but he also has to hold a grand wedding so that he can catch up with Josh, Jasmine, Zachary, and Serenity. Let's not talk about the wedding issue. After Liberty accepted Duncan, she could marry him at any time, as long as he proposed to her. However, Duncan was not in a hurry. He was afraid that he would not be able to recover and would drag Liberty down. Therefore, the two people were still in love and failed to enter the wedding hall. Duncan proposed to get a marriage certificate before the year, but Liberty hesitated. She said, "Duncan, I'm very busy right now. I haven't had time to arrange our marriage yet. Let's wait until after the year." Liberty was really busy. But she was also a little worried that Duncan would change his mind if Ainsley really got involved. She wanted to see first if Ainsley would take the next step. When Duncan faced the passionate pursuit of a woman who was better than her, he still loved her as before. Once her business was on track and she had some free time, she would definitely go back to Wiltspoon to get a marriage certificate with Duncan and have a grand wedding. Otherwise, if she gets married and the mistress interferes, she will get divorced. Liberty, who had once experienced a divorce, was still quite afraid. In the end, her previous failed marriage wounded her and left a shadow. End of chapters 3169 to 3170 of Married at First Sight. Please wait for the next chapters. Don't forget access website novelsaudio.com every day to update, and in the meantime, don't leave the website. You can listen to other famous novel titles such as Ex-Husband's Regret by Evelyn M.M., The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee L.H.Y.Z., You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith. And more.